With television images of carnage and destruction still fresh in the mind, with scores of people still unaccounted for, our nation reels under the impact of the horrific bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. The questions keep coming. Who? Why? Can I do anything to help? What can we learn from this? While those responsible for this atrocity have been termed madmen, the particulars will undoubtedly reveal more hatred than madness. While rescue units and medical assistance on the scene are doing all that's possible, there is much we can do, even from hundreds of miles away. We can pray for those trapped or injured. We can pray for those urgently seeking word of loved ones. We can pray for families whose grief seems unbearable. This kind of personal involvement is truly important, for it involves the Lord, who became so personally involved with us that he himself experienced the depths of our griefs and sorrows. And there is something each of us can personally relearn in the aftermath of this tragic event. It's a fact we often prefer to forget, the one David spoke of when he told his friend Jonathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, there's only a step between me and death."